I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Archbishop Philip Wilson of Adelaide, Australia. Archbishop Wilson was found guilty by an Australian court of failing to tell police about child sex abuse allegations. He was sentenced to a year of house arrest on July 3rd, and on August 14th there will be another hearing to determine where he will serve that house arrest. Archbishop Wilson had initially resisted any calls to resign, saying he would only do so if his attempts to appeal his conviction failed. However, the president of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference stated that Wilson had decided that continuing in his role as archbishop would cause, quote, pain and distress to many, especially to survivors. The archbishop has led the Archdiocese of Adelaide since 2001 and is the highest-ranking church official to be convicted of covering up abuse claims. The Northern California wildfire that has killed six people, forced the evacuations of around 38,000, and destroyed over 600 homes seems to have slowed down. Officials in Redding expressed hope and stated that they had gained some ground on the fire. The blaze, which is being called the car fire, was started by a vehicle problem about 10 miles west of the city. Since it started last Monday, the fire burned through 149 square miles. However, fire crews said it had not grown inside Redding's limits and feel that the city has been fortified enough to avert further damage. The fire in Redding is the largest of the around 17 blazes currently burning in California. President Donald Trump tweeted that he would be, quote, willing to shut down government if he does not get the votes for his border security, which includes money for a wall. The tweet comes following a meeting with House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, where they are believed to have agreed on how to move forward with government funding for the budget year, which starts October 1st. After the meeting, Ryan said the money for the wall was a matter of when, not if. In an interview last week, McConnell said that a government shutdown so close to midterms would not happen, but that the issue of border funding was also not likely to be agreed upon before then. In Argentina over the weekend, dozens of women dressed in outfits similar to those worn in the TV show The Handmaid's Tale protested in support for legalized abortion. At the moment, abortion is illegal in Argentina except in cases of rape or if the mother's life is in danger. However, the country's Chamber of Deputies has approved a bill that would legalize abortion for the first 14 weeks of pregnancy and would also allow those under the age of 16 to undergo the procedure without having to notify their parents. The country's Senate will vote on the bill August 8th, and although both Argentina's president and vice president are publicly opposed to abortion, President Mauricio Macri stated if the legislation reaches his desk, he will not veto it. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.